Hey there, student developers. Gavin Gear here from the Microsoft Imagine team. I'm here with Lee Stott, who's a part of the UK Academic Engagement team from the UK office here at Microsoft. Lee, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Gavin. So I'm Lee Stott. I'm the CTO for Academic Engagement in the UK. So I'm responsible working with our top tier universities, looking at curriculum, looking at resources, and working with our Microsoft student partners across the UK to build excellent content and resources to empower them on hacks, activities, and events to help inspire other students to want to utilize our Microsoft stack.
So speaking of technical resources, we have a GitHub repo, which is just for that purpose, which is github.com/msftimagine/computerscience. Yep. Tell us a little bit about what students can find there.
Yeah, so we've been building lots of resources there as Microsoft. So we have things like TED Talks, we've got things like workshops, we've got curriculum packs to help academics build out their curriculum with resources. So let's look at a bit about the TED Talks. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're trying to do is build 1 hour, 2 hour sessions, which really help get engaged with students around platforms and services. Again, you know, we live in a world of consumerization, so we don't care if you build for iOS, Android, or Windows. Mm-hmm. We've got resources there to help you get started understanding the cloud, understanding things like Power BI, so the whole data visualization, machine learning, and building cross-platform apps with great tools like Xamarin. Mm-hmm. We then have workshops, so we've been trying out some of the workshops over the last few days with our student partners in the UK. And we've got workshops that are more in-depth, so these are 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour for a full day event. And the intention there is to give that whole deep understanding to ensure that you can get onboarded as fast as possible and get up to speed with those technologies. So real fundamentals of Azure, so Azure 101, working all the way through to in-depth machine learning. And we've got great things like Power BI, we've got an Internet of Things lab, which we've worked through today with our teams. And again, it's about giving you enough resources to make you feel confident and comfortable, but give you that step stone so you know where to go next and actually know what you can do with the technology. Yep. So we've found it of great use, and again, we want you to help us, we want you to utilize it. Mm-hmm. And again, feel free to contribute, add comments, add revisions.
Pull requests.
You know, we want you to get involved. This is a community aspect, and we want to build a great community around it.
Yeah, and there's the two resources that we have really complement each other in that the Azure Workshop, if you were to go through all what's currently 9 modules, you could essentially in a day and a half, 2 days, learn the fundamentals of Azure all up. Not everything, but...
But you understand the basics of Azure, the principles like virtual machines, so infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service, and be able to have that discussion point and be able to understand, you know, should you be building a desktop and hosting a web service, or should you just be using a cloud, or should you be using a VM? So one of the big comments that we get from students is, I have a Mac, how do I get started? Well, you know, VM in a cloud, great example. Yeah. We've got some great VMs like the Data Science VM.
Yep, throw an RDP on your Mac.
Throw an RDP on your Mac, and you've got Anaconda, you've got Windows, you've got Linux. So again, we don't care if you're Windows, Linux, and you can run amazing services. So things like Kafka, R, Python, Anaconda, you know, just WordPress. It goes on, and we've got hundreds of machines and hundreds of services in a gallery where you can just deploy.
Yeah, it's nice to have things prepackaged so you can kind of know what all of the high priority learning activities are, and even have something that you could use as a teaching resource if you're at the level in your academic career where you want to get up in front of other students, or where you might want to partner with Microsoft and deliver some of this workshop content, you know, on campus. So complementing that, we have the smaller sort of bite-sized chunks, which are the tech talks, right? Like one example would be the dorm room monitor, which uses a Raspberry Pi 3, uses Windows 10 IoT Core, it uses cognitive services to determine who's in your dorm room at any given time with the camera, and then do
facial recognition, and then the alarm goes off.
Exactly. If they're authorized, good. If not, you get a notification. So just a fun example, but one that you could deliver in an hour and demonstrate an entire technology stack end to end with some nice new bits like cognitive services.
Exactly, and then you know that feeds all the way into Hackster.io, which Microsoft's now really contributing to. So you've got loads of other tools there and loads of other resources. So if you find people are interested in IoT or they're interested in cognitive, they can reach out into those other services and just use snippets. And I think this is what's really great about the whole open source community at the moment in GitHub, and the way we're trying to build repos for Microsoft and for Imagine is around really empowering you with the right pieces of code to really make your research and your academic activities as impactful as possible. You know, we don't want you to waste time doing projects when you can add so much value to something by using something that's already out there. And again, That's great at your work in terms of academic. You know, you'll never find a university lecturer who criticizes you for using other people's works. If you reference them,
sure. Yeah.
If you cite why you use that in preference to something else, and more importantly, stress the impact of how agile and effective it's made you in building what you wanted to build.
Yeah, it's the open source mentality,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
I'm a part of this community. I downloaded this code. I added to it. I contributed it back. It got committed. And
again,
so
you know,
and so
did that create a pattern or a mm-hmm. practice that could be used by someone else? Is your source code shareable? Mm-hmm. Again, you know, this is where we want to try and create this agility, both in students and in academics, because technology is changing so fast. Mm-hmm. It's about how can we use the technology most effectively.
That leads to a really good question. So from the context of a student that's currently, say, in their first or second year, whatever it may be, with so many resources, like the resources we've been talking about and other resources, how should they think about technically upskilling and have a sort of systematic approach around how to prioritize what learning activities they can
involve in? That's a great thing. So I think, you know, key things for me is about, so I think if you want to work in technology, there's three things. There's passion, tenacity, and, you know, and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. If you can show all three of those. So go to community events, number one. Mm-hmm. Be seen in the community. Be active mm-hmm. in that community. So, you know, if you're not organizing events or taking part in events, do it now. Mm-hmm. Again, enter hackathons. And this is where, you know, these tool sets and these open source repos become so valuable, because you can build a kick-ass presentation, demo, mm-hmm. in a hackathon from building upon others' resources. And what's really important about that is that it's actually demonstrable, and that's the key mm-hmm. thing. And then once you're happy and you know what your direction is great things like the Microsoft Professional Program, mva.microsoft.com, mm-hmm. so the online teaching resources. Again, you know, the certification path that that opens up to, which really add that depth of value to your whole learning experience. You're getting a degree, but then you're actually getting some professional experience or opportunities that then can open up. You know, as my teacher says, you know, my teacher actually says data is in my DNA. I think data is everywhere.
Yep.
Data is going to be one of the big growth areas, and there's like the data science aspect. So the real big machine learning, deep data science, data lake, query, etc. And then there's the visual side. So if you walk into an organization has all this data, but do they know how to visualize that to their users? So Power BI and machine learning together really provide that huge opportunity to make a business effective. So there's so many opportunities today about what you can do with technology.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what I want to encourage you to do is first take a look at our github.com/msftimagine/computer science repo. Check out the resources that we have there, and, you know, feel free to dig into it and learn. And, you know, you never know where that will take you and where that will lead you to. Like Lee just mentioned, going to hackathons and events, networking with people, building community. You never know where those opportunities are going to lead
you. You don't know who you will meet and what role or opportunity will be presented. And again, if you've got something demonstrable, so you can say to somebody, I've got this GitHub repo, or I've built this service that has this many downloads or this many people. Again, I've got this blog with this many viewers or readers. You know, share your experiences. No one is perfect. If you fail fast, but share the experience, because that is so vital to all those people who are going into the favorite search engine and typing in that error code message or you know, that issue, what they're currently having. And if you've documented that, how you resolved it, you will make lots of friends.
Absolutely.
And you will get a reputation.
Yep, being a valuable member of the community. And that's just what
community
is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we would like to hear from you as well. What do you think would be a great set of resources if we were to add something? What projects are you working on? What technologies are you excited about? Please leave a comment on the video. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll talk to you all soon.